This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
puppets, play, and life lessons. Puppets. Children love them. Adults do, too. Okay, I love them. Because a puppet is pure fun. For a kid, they're sheer joy, an invitation to play. Which is perfect because a kid's job is to play. That's how they learn and process the world. There are all kinds of puppets and forms of puppetry, from marionettes to hand puppets to ventriloquist dummies. But I suppose the most famous puppet is a literary one, Pinocchio. The Italian author Carlos Collodi wrote the story in 1883. There's a lot to mine in this tale about the puppet who wanted to be a real boy. Most of us, though, probably know the story from the 1940 Disney classic. Unlike the book, the film depicts Pinocchio as more naive than mischievous. However, the film also offers a treasure trove of lessons about how we become who we are. First off, Pinocchio is made of fine timber with a lot of potential. Could that be the promise each of us has at birth? The grain in the wood used to make Pinocchio symbolizes, as Lincoln once put it, the cords of mystic memory. You know, our culture and history, which give us the innate strength to fulfill our destiny. Like Geppetto, the kindly woodcarver, our parents or caregivers love us unconditionally as they shape and hone us into real people. But they can only do so much. They know at some point there comes a time when we have to leave the comfort and security of home for the outside world. Opportunity lies beyond our doorstep, but so does temptation and danger. It helps to have a conscience, especially one that bugs you, like Jiminy Cricket. Then again, we can ignore it, just as Pinocchio does. While skipping to school, Pinocchio meets two small-time crooks and manipulators, Jonathan Foulfellow, the fox, and his slapstick sidekick Gideon, the cat. They lure him with fame and fortune to Stromboli, the greedy puppet master. He's a tyrant who gets Pinocchio to act more like a puppet and less like a real boy, all the while singing, "I've got no strings on me." It's like enslaving yourself to a destructive lifestyle or ideology. By the time you realize what you've done, you're trapped. If we're lucky, our guardian angel or fortune saves us. But Pinocchio quickly forgets what experience should have taught him. And he goes off again, unwittingly, with the coachman, a character who represents pure evil. Pinocchio arrives on Pleasure Island to follow any impulse, break every rule, and satisfy any desire. He meets a boy named Lampwick, who is the poster child for Pleasure Island. All the stupid little boys, as the coachman calls them, act like braying jackasses until they indeed become what they are acting like. In the end, Pinocchio drowns, saving his father's life. As Geppetto cries over his son's lifeless body, Pinocchio is born again as a real human being. The puppet becomes a real person, the way we all do, hopefully, through selflessness and redemption. And it also helps to wish upon a star.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.